This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, it's finally here, the WIP afternoon show. Yes, the show is finally here, but so is the 2025 Eagles season. Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. Ike, are you ready?
Did I knock us offline?
No, I hope not.
Almost sounds like it. Either way, Brother Spike, I'm ready to go. It's game day. Jackie Baseball, listen, regardless of what happened last night, we got a game today to focus on. Knowles is not the issue today. Yeah, we'll take care of that later. Go Birds, Spike! Go Birds!
Go Birds! Come on, Jack.
You can holler at your boy.
Well, yeah. I was waiting for the holler at boy.
Okay.
So, I just don't know what Aaron Nolan's doing.
No.
Games at four today, by the way.
Right away, 5 minutes into the show, doing the wrong thing.
1 minute in.
Yeah, 1 minute into the show.
Boom, sitting eighth.
Oh, boy. We're going in and out now.
We're good.
This is what Deion Sanders felt when he lit him up back in the
yeah.
I mean, he took us right off the air.
Well, it is a big show today.
Yes.
Game day. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 2:30. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3. Mike Mayock at 3:30.
Mayo!
Tommy Down the Shore makes his return.
Oh, I miss Tommy.
Yeah, for his big prediction. Of course, we'll have our picks. Elliot Shore Parks will join us later.
ESP.
Also, if you're, we got here early. I was here around noon. The line to get into the parking lots was extensive.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you are coming down here and you had worries about SEPTA, Ike, there is a problem that has been solved, right?
Oh, we got to love this. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook has stepped up to help fully restore SEPTA's Broad Street Line service. Now, their sponsorship brings back the SEPTA Express trains, boosting capacity from just 4,000 back towards 16,000 fans. And how about this? Running more frequent trains after the game. So that means quicker trips to and from the stadium for all. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
And Ike, I like that because you know what?
What?
FanDuel's bad day to be FanDuel. We're back. Come on, man. Yes, we're putting some slips in.
Slips are already in.
That first slip today. You kidding me?
You guys are putting everyone at FanDuel's children through college. That is what you guys are.
And not my own.
Yep. Yes.
John Dotson plus 900. Getting that out there early.
There it is. Every bad bet you can imagine.
Yeah, Jackie Parlays.
Well, it is a big show for us. It's a big show for you. It will be a very rare – we usually do on-the-record Friday, but it is an on-the-record Thursday at 215-592-9494, is that you must go on the record with your season prediction for the Philadelphia Eagles. That includes two things, in my opinion. That includes record and how far they go in the playoffs. That is the prediction that we are asking from everybody. So, Ike, are you the headliner here? Are you going last?
Of course.
Okay. Jack, would you like to
go first? It didn't matter to me.
No, you're the headliner.
Go last? Okay.
Yeah, I think you go last.
Okay.
Oh, is that how headliners work?
Yes.
So I thought the headline's the most important thing.
No.
Yeah. Are you scared to give out your predictions?
It's unbelievable.
Is that what you're saying?
Do you want to do it, Jack, or do you not want
11
to do
and 6.
Okay.
11 and 6. It's going to be a little bumpy. little bumpy because there's really no part of the schedule that it lets up. They have the bullseye on their back. The defense is not going to be as great as last year. Offense, I hope, is better. Do I believe it's going to be better? They'll be fine. And I think they probably lose in the NFC Championship game.
Two? You haven't even thought about it. Don't give the answer.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, okay. There's Jack. Jackie prepared.
Well, lost in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's excited?
Six. Okay.
Who's excited?
So, I also have them at 11-6.
Wow.
I have them going, I think there's going to be a flat start to the year. Now, I do think they're going to obliterate the Cowboys, and we'll get to that later. But it is a tough schedule. I think there will be – I have them going 3-3 in the division. So, outside of 3-3 of the division, I have the losses as the Rams, the Packers, the Bills, the Vikings. Those are the losses I have on the Eagles. So, I have 11-6, and I also have them losing in the NFC Championship game to Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Tampa Bay, another loss in a title game to Tampa Bay. How dare you?
But ultimately, I think we will be – it'll be a trials and tribulations season. But ultimately, I think even though they lose in the NFC Championship game, we'll feel pretty good about everything. I know that the goal is to win a Super Bowl and yada, yada, yada. But I don't think – I don't look at it as a negative 11-6. Yeah. I look at it as a positive 11-6.
Sure.
So on the record,
a productive 11-6.
A productive 11-6.
Yeah. Wow.
215-592-9494 on the record Thursday. Now we get to the headline.
Yeah. Well, listen, I could see why you guys had me go last. Because are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, we got people lined up ready to come into this damn stadium.
Yep.
Rip somebody's head off.
Yep.
We got people in the parking lot. They've been waiting outside since yesterday.
Yep.
You think they've been doing all that for an 11-6 team? Are you two? Have you lost your freaking mind?
11-6 ain't bad, Ike.
11-6. It wins the division.
Right. When your standards are those of maybe Washington or Dallas or the Giants, then yes, 11-6 would equate to a pretty damn good season for those losers.
It's hard
of
to
a
repeat.
Franchise.
It's
Here's where we're at. 13.
You might want to stop doing that.
13-4 this year.
Okay.
13-4.
Wow.
That's where we're at this year. I got us going 4-2 in the division. You know, we may give away a game there late. The stinking, what are they called? Commanders? Yeah, we may get that last game away only because the division will already be locked up. And everybody else gets BTA from the start. And that starts with Dallas tonight. Well, we'll get a W. I'll give you my final score on that game later on. And this season couldn't end any other way than us being out in the Bay in San Francisco. Who will we be taking on? I would say the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, please, Ike. Please.
Because when we look at the number of people that we need to put a pelt up on the wall for,
yep.
Patrick Mahomes is already there.
Yep.
We're so tired of hearing about Josh Allen
yep.
and the Buffalo Bills. Down goes Allen. Jalen Hurts proving why he's the better quarterback of the two. Not because his measurables are bigger, balls. It's because
he is a shorter gentleman, which is exactly what you meant.
Yeah, what I'm saying, though.
Yep.
Just ask me.
Yep.
Mine.
Wow.
But we take down Buffalo, and I like that. Bills Mafia, Eagles Nation, we meet in the Bay. Come on, man. Come on, man. Jalen Hurts, MVP of the season.
Plus 2,000.
Also wins his second MVP in the Super Bowl.
Wow, another Super Bowl MVP.
Man,
who's he going to rob this year?
Back to back. Back to
Nolan
back.
Smith?
Back to back is what we're doing.
Okay, wow.
Back to back is what we're doing.
Wow, so you've come up from the 12 games. You were at 12 a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And on game day, you expect that. You expect the Ike, you know, the Ike Blue Chew sponsored rise on the day of the game.
Exactly right.
Right.
And after last year, you know, my just bold and correct 16-1 prediction.
Yeah, you were closer than anybody
else. Closer than I was.
Yeah. With the Super Bowl, after the stern talking to from management all the way at the top of Odyssey. Decide to give the real prediction this year.
215-592-9494. It's on the record Thursday. We need your season prediction in terms of record and where they go in the playoffs. I think the most interesting there's two interesting storylines to me at the beginning part of the season. One is the offense, as it always is. Is like, are we doing the same thing? Are we not doing the same thing? Mm-hmm. Does Jalen take a step back toward the 2022 Jalen? Or do we see a more similar to offense that we see that we saw last year. Mm-hmm. And the other one is how everything shakes out on defense. We weren't, and you and Elliot both reminded me a couple of weeks ago, and you're right, going into the season last year, there were question marks all over the defense. Like, we didn't know what Zach Bond was. We expected Devin White to be playing a lot. We didn't know what Darius Slay had left, right? We mm-hmm. Josh Sweat was a contract year.
Josh Sweat coming into the season.
And
pay cut to come back.
Brandon Graham, one more year, didn't expect. Yep. Like, all the things that happened defensively that sort of got into place as the season went on were not things that we expected at the beginning of the year. So we have just as many questions this year. We have questions at CB2. We have questions at safety. We have questions on the edge. All these sorts of things. And I think seeing how that in the first 6 weeks of the season really shakes itself out and what sort of defense they have.
Yeah.
Because that was it was a good offense last year, but it was an outstanding defense. And that was the calling card of the team. It was a running team that played great defense. And it'll be interesting to see what the calling card of this team is, whether it ends up being the offense, which is what we thought it would be last year.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not saying it's just to say it. It's just that I sort of feel it.
Yep.
This feels like a Jalen year.
It does, one way or the other.
Well, we all got money on him for
like
MVP.
Jalen year.
Yep.
Where I think at the end of this season, the questions about where he should be and elite quarterback and all that other stuff, I think all that stuff is answered this year. I do. I think all that stuff is answered this year. And he no longer is questioned. He is solidified in that position like a lot of these other quarterbacks or these other quarterbacks are in that position. It just feels like they got the right amount of motivation and ammunition to drive them. There's been enough question
sure.
and doubt placed on him and the team and whether or not they can do this again.
And specifically him, by the way.
Yeah, him more than anyone else on the team. As a matter of fact, no one else on the team really even gets questioned. Even Nick Sirianni has moved past getting questioned as a head coach, although strategically and schematically people still have questions out there. I don't, but other people do still have questions out there. But more or less or not, he is solidified as a good head coach in his league. Jalen is the only one, I believe, that still has somewhat of a question mark hanging over him, and I think that bodes well for anyone who's worried about complacency setting in and whether or not they have the right mindset this year, because I think he sets the tone moving forward as the thermostat in the room.
Yep.
He's the thermostat in the room. And I believe in that with him. I really do. I believe in that with him. The last time he was doubted like this was in 2022, coming off of 2021, when there were rumors that they were looking at other quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. He put together an MVP caliber season that year.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I feel like is happening with this team this year.
And I remember when the schedule came out, it looked difficult. When you look at it again, it's a tough schedule, man.
And I love it.
Yeah, but absolutely. The only reason it's not the toughest schedule in the league is because they're on it. Like,
yeah.
Giants have the toughest schedule in the league because our two Giants games are replaced by two Eagles games.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a tough schedule, and it gets off right away. The Cowboys, you know, is what it is, but then Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa as the first four games. That'll tell us a lot in the first 4 weeks.
And you know why I'm good with it? Because we got a roster full of players that come from a college atmosphere of being in this type of environment where you're the hunted, where you're the big game on everybody's schedule every week. Georgia, Bama, Oklahoma, like these guys have played at programs where they're used to this stuff.
Yep.
This is nothing to them.
215.
That bodes well for us.
I hope so. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Thursday.
Lock in.
We want to know.
Sounds like a prove it year.
Yes, it does sound like a prove it year.
And he will prove it.
Yep. We'll see.
We want to know your Eagles record and also how far they go in the playoffs. Corey in Columbus rightly kicks us off, our leadoff hitter. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, let's get the party started, you know. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and say I got 13-3 like the Ohio Legends.
Are they only going to play 16 games?
Huh?
That's only 16 games.
13-4.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I want to know where the other game
went. You're right. I apologize.
Lock in.
But listen, hey, tonight, all I know is tonight is BTA, it's foots and asses, it's on. Dak Prescott, see, Dak Prescott ain't had to go against Vic Fangio. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about Dak Prescott light up the Eagles and all the TV talking, all the people talking. He ain't had to go against Grandfather Vic. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never went against Quinyon Mitchell, the bald eagle on that side, Zach Bond, all pro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't went against, you know, the exciting White and Cooper DeJean. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith was still a pup the last time Dak Prescott was in the league. But tonight, this is a whole new team. This is a maturation. You know, this going to be one of them great defenses. Everybody worried about the secondary. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because we got the Godfather Vic back there. Oh, and on the offensive side of the football, y'all know what it is. Like Ike said, y'all been doubting. How many times you going to keep doubting? Every year. He been doubting since he got in the league. He been doubting since he's been a football player.
That's a make
player.
Or break year for him.
It really is. He's got to prove what he is this year.
Yes. No, he been doubted at Alabama. What'd he do? He proved it. He got doubted to get into the league. What'd he do? He proved it. He got doubted that he couldn't go take a team to the Super Bowl. He took him to the, they said he couldn't win a Super Bowl. What'd he do? So now they said you're not elite, Jalen. Can you show up for me? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Are you elite or not? Because I know a guy, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan is what I call it. I know a guy that's going to show up and put foot in the ass tonight. My score to the game is going to be a blowout. We starting the party off right. See, we hungry. You know what I'm saying? This offense is going to come out quick. Everybody's saying rusty and dusty and all them adjectives and verbs, all them rhymes. I don't care about none of that. BTA tonight, 31-14. Dak Prescott, hope you make it through the game because we're going to put you on your ass. JD, hey, we got JC, JD, both of them. They coming for your ass. And them lines, all them Tyler, Tyler this, Tyler that, three Tylers and two other cats. I hope they ready to protect you because we got some hungry dog Hunt. Now imagine being number 58 and your last name being Hunt. What? Number 58 and your last name being Hunt? We going to hunt your ass tonight, Dak Prescott.
That's what I'm talking
about. Go Birds!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
There he is.
I'm sorry, I got excited.
No, it's good.
Pro Jalen or pro Jalex Hunt show?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Pro Jalex Hunt. Good kid. I what a what a, a
I would have never guessed when they picked him when they did, looking at his sort of college profile, that in year two he would be expected to be the starting edge. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
You know, I
thought he'd be more – hell, year two, I thought he'd be more of a rotational pass rusher,
yes.
Period.
Yeah. And year two, he's starting like you see how long it has taken guys with – it took Nolan Smith till year three.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis, we're still waiting on it pretty
much. We're still waiting on Marcus Smith.
We are still – I think you can stop waiting.
Poor Marcus Smith, That wasn't his fault, man.
No.
He didn't ask to be drafted in the first round.
He was just as surprised as anybody else was. We should have taken Johnny Football. 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, we want your Eagles record, where they go in the playoffs. Louie, Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
I'm back. What's up,
here we go. Wow.
What's up, brother?
I'm back. The birds are back. The season's about to start with a dynasty. Now let me go on the record. 12-6. Here's the reason why.
12-6. Now they're playing.
Okay. Real
stat. So, yeah, this is the first.
0-2.
Yeah, the first guy had 16 games. Second guy has 18 games.
And these are the Jalen fans.
Yep.
Okay, 13-5. My bad.
No! Louie, they only play 17 games.
You're on the tour.
Yeah.
You keep score for a living.
Come on, man.
I really count up to five, gentlemen. Okay? My apologies. Listen. Really
hold on, give us the record one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay, they're going to have 5 losses.
And how many wins?
So that means 12 wins.
There you go.
All right.
Wow.
There we go.
Okay.
You start tailgating a little early today, pal?
Yeah, this call is a bogey. Do you understand that?
It's pretty good.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited.
I know.
Listen. This is going to be the start of the dynasty, and here's why. We went to the Super Bowl, and 22 we lost it, okay? Then we had the toughest schedule in the NFL in 23. How did we start? We started out 10-1, okay?
Yep.
Don't talk to me about the end of the season, okay? When we have adversity, we see what Nick has done. We see what Jalen has done, okay? This schedule looks like adversity all over it, okay? We got people thinking that we're going to be counted out. We're not going to repeat the banner season. I didn't even know it was banner season. You see how these guys are locked in, fellas? I want you to buckle in to the new team that's going to start a dynasty. You see the 90s Cowboys. You see the 2000 Patriots. Let's put the birds in there, baby.
There you go. By the way, the Eagles are going to be so good this year, they're going to play an extra game. They're going to call the NFL, they're going to call Goodell, and they're going to say, we want one more. In our bye week, we don't want a bye week.
I'm just saying, not a good start for the delegation.
Dude. No.
0-2.
Yes.
Just saying. I can say it.
You can. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Thursday. There are 17 NFL games. We want to know from you how many the Eagles are going to win and where they'll go in the playoffs.
The science department failed us.
Yes, yes. Not very good. Not very good. Coming up next, Shiel Kapadia, who is good at math. He will join us next. Shiel of the Ringer. Talk to Shiel about his season predictions and where he sees the offense and defense going. A very big season beginning show for the WIP Afternoon Show at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Oh, yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. We're at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. We take you all the way up to the Eagles game, which, of course, you can hear on 94WIP and the free Odyssey app. It's a WIP afternoon show, then the Eagles pregame show, then the birds. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the first question, Ike. How many wins for the Eagles this season? The options are 13-plus, 11-12, 9-10, and 8 and below. What do you think the poll is at?
13-plus. Let's go 58%.
So 13-plus is at 30%.
Okay, so it's not the highest?
No. 11-12% is 65%. 11-12 wins is 65%.
Okay.
People seem to be – it's a little
more reasonable.
Yeah, it's been an interesting offseason and an interesting lead-up to the game.
Yeah.
I think I heard Jack mention it yesterday in on Fritz the Six. Is there doesn't seem to be that the sort of anxiety that is there that you would have with a like a, an opening game.
Uh-huh.
I think once the first game gets over, people will start to feel like it's Eagles season again.
I mean, they lose this game. We'll see what that looks like
tomorrow. Yes, yes,
you feel me?
Yeah.
We're in a celebratory mood right now.
Yep.
Everybody feels like this is going to be an easy game,
yep.
which always makes me nervous. So that's another reason why.
It is going to be an easy game.
I'm not in that camp, but everybody feels that way. So it feels like one of these, come down, we're having a party tonight, we're going to lower the banner. And listen, I hope that's what it is. I have no problem with, if I'm wrong, that it's not a closer game than most people anticipated, and it is a double-digit win, it's a blowout, I love it. I would love it. I love that for us as Eagles fans, because quite frankly, a lot of Eagle fans couldn't afford to go down to New Orleans and be a part of the celebration down there.
Yeah, of course.
So this will be the first time they've gotten a chance to see the team since the NFC Championship game, and if it's a festive night against the number one rival, it'll be a great night.
Yep.
It'd be a great night. So I think that's the mindset that everybody has coming down today.
It's
coming
just
into
celebration.
This game. Yeah.
And not, yeah.
No one really has the angst that you would normally have in the opening game like you normally would.
Well, to your point, the entire offseason, and Shiel Kapadia joins us in about a minute, the entire offseason has felt like I mentioned the Super Bowl-itis thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight almost feels like an extension of the Super Bowl celebration.
This is the last. Yeah. This is like the finest. What is it, the icing on the cake?
Yes. Tonight is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until it's 9-6, Cowboys at halftime. Yes. And then it'll wake everyone up.
Yes. And I'm guilty of it as well.
Yeah, sure.
I've enjoyed the offseason. I don't have sort of a real. What am I worried about? I could see the glass half full with just about everything.
Right.
That's where I'm at right now, as I should be.
Yes.
But
until George Pickens is
right,
Jackson,
if I get a hit in the face, and then it's something different, then there's a wake-up call. But, yeah, I think when you ask the sort of feeling surrounding the game, I think that's why it's there. And most people on the outside aren't questioning the team. A lot of people are picking the Eagles.
Yep.
To be back in the Super Bowl against one of the other teams or even winning another Super Bowl. So, yeah, we almost do better when there's somebody out there doubting us. That's why I think Jalen is the key, because he's the one that does have the doubt.
The established.
Yeah, so he doesn't. Yeah. He's not going to feel complacent. Like, he's not accepting.
He shouldn't.
He's not accepting pats on the back and all of that type of stuff.
215-592-9494.
Like Fritz would be.
Yes, it is on the record Thursday. Speaking of Fritz, coming up later, we do have a big announcement in the Fritz versus the camera thing. But joining us now, the one and only, will be joining us every week once again on the show from the Ringer, Shiel Kapadia. Shiel, welcome back.
Year number 9, I think. I mean, I say this every year, but one of the longest relationships in my life, I think. So. Good to be back with you guys.
Where do we rank, like, with your marriage and you said
kids,
longest relationship? Yeah. Are we top three?
You're under marriage. You're under both daughters, but barely. So I think probably.
Okay.
And
see,
then the parents. So it depends how far back you are. Maybe you're top 10. How about that?
There we go. Top 10. We'll
there you go.
That.
So let me ask you this, Shiel. You can go in for the Philadelphia Eagles and pick out things that you're worried about, right? You can say CB2 and safety and edge. Are any of the issues that you look at the Eagles right now, do any of them qualify as over, hey, that's a luxury problem? You know, we talk about our own team so much. We don't think about the other teams. You have a good perspective on the rest of the league. So is there anything specifically that you think might rise above that?
Yeah, I think all the problems we talk about are kind of first world problems if you compare them to the other 31 teams. I mean, you go through a lot of these rosters, even for contending teams, and you can pick out a lot more flaws than you can with the Eagles roster. Now, that doesn't mean we should just say everything's going to be great and they're going to be fine, because there is a chance that cornerback 2 is something we're talking about all season long, or that safety is something we're talking about all season long. But I mean, nobody has a perfect roster, and I think probably, you know, last year as the season went on, you figured, okay, this is the best roster in the NFL. We didn't feel that way, I don't think, going into the season. So yeah, I do think, you know, whether you want to call them champagne problems or first world problems, I do think that is valid with this Eagles team.
Wow, champagne problem.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, when you're a champion, every problem is a champagne problem, right? So let me ask you this. Of those things, What is the one that and I say that the things are probably edge, safety, cornerback too. Which is the one that you think might end up being the biggest one?
I think it's cornerback too, because I think they had a plan going into the summer, or they had a hope going into the summer, that Kelee Oringo is kind of grabbed this job. He's been in the building. We know him, and that didn't happen. And then plan B was Adoree Jackson, and then plan C was trading for Ja'Quarian Bennett. So I don't think they have an answer there. And while there are things you can do from a coverage standpoint to help out a cornerback, like, you can't do them on every down. You know, at some point, that guy's going to have to cover somebody, and you're going to see how much they're being picked on. And so that's one where I think there's kind of a domino effect. You know, if you look at the Eagles last year, I really felt like their coverage in the back end was so good that it helped the pass rush a great deal. It wasn't the other way around. And so I do look at that and say, you know, you mentioned edge. Well, if the coverage isn't as good and the opposing quarterback's able to get rid of the football, now all of a sudden the pass rush isn't going to be as good. So that's probably the one I have kind of my eyes on both tonight and throughout the early part of the season for sure.
I'll be interested to see how they use Jahad Campbell tonight, right? I mean, he is somewhat of an unknown weapon over there. We know Vic, he certainly puts a value into those off-ball linebackers. And we saw Zach Baum was used multiple ways last year. I'm thinking Jahad has that athletic ability that you can move him around. Do you think we see anything unique with the rookie out there tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, to your point, Ike, I mean, one Zach Baum was great last year. If you can get two Zach Baums, if that's what Jahad Campbell looks like, I mean, covering right. The middle of the field, the length, and I think the other thing Fangio likes to do is he's not, you know, a big blitzer in terms of, hey, send six guys after the quarterback. But he does like to say, we're going to send four guys, but you don't know which four guys are coming. Mm-hmm. And we might drop out a Nolan Smith and rush a Jahad Campbell. And you look at that Cowboys offensive line, they have issues at offensive tackle. I mean, their left tackle's coming off an injury and a rocky rookie season. And then their right tackle has been okay, but is not a great player either. They've got a rookie starting at right guard. So I do think there are things you can do to confuse those guys up front. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Jahad Campbell gets called on to maybe get after the quarterback early in the game, and maybe he hits Dak Prescott and sends that crowd into a frenzy. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch him play next to Zach Baum tonight.
Shield Kapadia of The Ringer joining us on the WIP Afternoon Show. Before we move over to the offense, here's a question I gave the guys yesterday, and I would like to know what you think. What do you think has a better chance of happening with the Eagles' defense this year? They are ranked 1 through 3, or they are ranked 10 through 12?
I have 1 through 3. And that
wow.
I did my, you know, defensive projections for The Ringer, where I rank every defense in the NFL, and I actually had them third. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. There could be some bumps in the road, but let's look at this. They have four potential All-Pros on this defense, in my opinion. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Baum, and Jalen Carter. They have maybe the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. They've got a lot of young players, and young players tend to improve more than guys who are in their 30s. So I don't think it's going to be a big drop-off. I mean, it very well could land somewhere in between those two. Maybe it's 6, 7, 8, something like that. But to answer your question, I would be surprised if this team, if this defense dropped out of the top 10. Maybe I'll be wrong, but that would really surprise me given the level of talent and the coaching.
So, Shiel, over to the offense. We spent, and I know you were part of this conversation as well, most of last season going, well, they're going to have to eventually throw the ball more to win. They're eventually going to have to throw the ball more to win. And they did what they did all the way through the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. So then we have an offseason where we're looking at this year and we're like, well, next year they're going to have to throw the ball more, right? So what are the odds that they don't? Like, they didn't beat anybody with trickery or scheme, really, last year. They beat them because the offensive line is better and Saquon is better. So what do you think the odds are that we see any significant change in them as an offense this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do a lot of the same things they did last year. And I think tonight they're going to be able to do that against this Cowboys defense that is very vulnerable against the run. So I think tonight it might look a lot like last year. I do think there's a chance that at times this season or a stretch this season, they're trying to run the ball and maybe the defenses are doing different things. Now, defenses tried things against them last year, so I'm even hesitant to say that, hey, defense has got a year of film against them. I mean, to your point, Spike, sometimes you have a great offensive line and you have one of the best backs we've seen in recent memory, and it kind of doesn't matter. So I think there will be stretches this season where maybe we're having that conversation saying, hey, they're going to have to throw the football a little bit more. Not a lot. I don't think it's going to be significant where they're going to be among the league leaders or anything like that. But even if you go back to 2022, now that was pre-Saquon, but you still leaned on the run game. They threw it a little bit more on early downs. They had more RPOs where they said, hey, we don't want to run into bad looks and we're going to throw the football a little bit. So I think some of that could seep in, but I still think the identity will be the run game, the O-line, and Saquon Barkley.
When you look at the rest of the NFC, who is the best team in the NFC that isn't the Eagles?
I do think it's the Packers, and I think that I had them in the mix before the Micah Parsons trade. I might not have answered it so quickly before the Micah Parsons trade, but you know, they're always in the mix with Matt LaFleur. They win double-digit games almost every year. They haven't gotten over the hump, and now they add an impact pass rusher. So I think I would go with the Packers. I think the 49ers have a chance to bounce back from who they were last year, and I probably wouldn't count out Detroit, even though they've got a lot of change that this offseason. So that one could go either way, but I think those are probably the teams that are atop the list if you're looking at, hey, if the Eagles don't make it to the Super Bowl, what team is going to make it?
You know, I've heard you mention the Niners thing, and I thought the same thing, but I've got some friends who are big Niners fans, and they are all very, very, very pessimistic. And sometimes, like, the local fans know better than everybody else does, and there's something weird about how negative I think Niners fans are going into this year. I originally thought what you thought, but offensively, like, beyond, they're counting on Ricky Pearsall to be their number one receiver at this point.
He'll be nice, though.
He'll be good, yeah. But, you know, that's a it's a lot. It's a lot to replace. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is, and it's a little, you know, it's a little bit like our Phillies conversation, right? Where sometimes there's fatigue.
Has gotten
that close, you know. And you're saying,
watch
are they going to do? I'm saying the local, you know, the local fan base is like, if you look at the odds, you know, the odds are higher on the Phillies than the local fan base is probably now that they can win the World Series. I think there's probably something to that, but they do have the easiest schedule in the NFL. They've got a lot of questions defensively, but I kind of trust that they're going to figure out things offensively, where at least they're going to be a competitive team. Maybe they won't be the contender that I think they're going to be.
All right, Shiel. So it's on the record Thursday. You're going to have to go on the record with two separate things here. The first thing that you're going to have to go on the record with is Eagles record and where they end up in the playoffs. And then for your very first game prediction, we will ask you to go on the record for Eagles versus Cowboys. So first, season prediction wins and where they end up in the playoffs.
All right, season prediction wins. I've got the Eagles at 12-5. I think they're going to be a very good team. I think they're going to be among the best teams in the NFC. I know they have questions that maybe they didn't have last year defensively, but, man, you look at the roster top to bottom, unless they get decimated by injuries, I still think they're better than the other teams in the NFC. So I got them 12-5. I got them coming out of the NFC.
Wow.
Going to the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. However, I do think this is the year where one of those quarterbacks in the AFC that hasn't gotten over the hump, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, and I've got Josh Allen and the Bills. Eagles, Bills in the Super Bowl. Eagles lose in the Super Bowl, but they get there for the third time in 4 years. I don't know if that gets me booze or cheers or what.
Not on this
probably
show.
Yeah, it gets you booze.
He's got him going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're going to get him there, have him win it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Well, I don't know.
Break my heart in the title game then.
Facing a real elite QB. We'll see what happens. Well, I guess you faced one last year.
Yeah.
And Shiel, your prediction for tonight's game. And this is a difficult one, we know, because we haven't seen anybody play yet. But, you know, but we got to make the predictions nonetheless.
I mean, for the first time in 9 years, can we get Jack to maybe, you know, track my record for? Is that asking him to do
okay,
too much?
Okay, yeah.
Work?
Wow. Asking you to do too much. Nice. Shiel wants his record recorded.
Yeah, I would like that, you know, but got the.
I'll take it into consideration.
Yeah, I'll check in with you next week. We'll see if you got my first pick. But I like the Eagles tonight, big. I mean, maybe it's too obvious, but I feel like the morale is down in Dallas. The talent is not great defensively in Dallas. I don't like the coaching, and so I think it could get a little, maybe some hairy defensive moments in the first half when you're breaking in the new secondary, but I think the Eagles are going to be able to run the football. I think it's going to be a party down there with the banner, the excitement, the defending Super Bowl champs. I've got Eagles 31, Cowboys 17 in this football game.
So when you say record, we are doing against the spread, right? Not just who wins.
Yeah, come on. We're grown-ups here. Right.
Yeah, we're spreadsmen.
Yeah. So it's 8.5 for now, right?
I believe
it's
8.5.
I got them covering. Yep, I got them covering tonight.
And, Shiel, the more important game, Phils Brewers, 4 o'clock. What's your prediction on that?
Hey, what do you think I'm going to be doing when I get off the phone with you? Yeah, let's get one. Let's get 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee. And let's keep going towards the playoffs. Right. See what happens here for the Phillies after the Wheeler injury. That's where I'm at. Let's see what happens.
All right, Shiel. Shiel Kapadia of the Ringer NFL show. Looking forward to talking to you all year, Shiel, and keeping track of your picks.
Maybe.
As well.
All right, guys.
Maybe.
Talk to you next time.
Brother.
Take care.
All right, there he is, Shiel Kapadia. Shiel, pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
12-5 rather, and going to the Super Bowl again is an optimistic thing. I have seen, looking through all the national experts, a lot of people do have one of those AFC quarterbacks breaking through this year.
Yeah.
People, you know,
they feel like it's their turn.
Yeah, yeah. And no one, it's funny, Burrow might be the best quarterback of the three, probably is, but there's very few people picking them because of the issues they have offensive line-wise and defensively. Mm-hmm. So it just ends up being, is somebody going to pick Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? You know, and that's what people are doing. It seems like nationally they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, people are tired of picking the Chiefs. I you know, you almost have buried the Chiefs as if they don't exist anymore. That's dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah. But also people want to pick somebody different.
Yes.
You want to pick somebody different. Here's what I'll say. Last time the Eagles played the Bills or the Ravens, the Eagles won both.
They did.
They did.
They did. And they play the Bills this year. They do not play the Ravens.
Yep.
That is going to be a big game, by the way.
Yep, they'll be up in Buffalo.
That is in
that'll
December.
Be pretty
right?
cold, yeah.
Yep, in December in Buffalo.
Devontae won't like that game.
No.
No, he won't.
Having
he
a
won't.
Show trip.
No.
To Buffalo?
No.
That'd be kind of fun.
No.
No.
I'm
so
okay.
That's a no. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly. Izzy, you're on WIP. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? What's happening? Go Birds!
Go Birds! You ready to go on the record, Israel? You know how many games they play?
We're 0-2.
Yeah.
Do I know I'm going to get it? We're going 13-4.
There you
All
go.
Right.
There we go.
Yes.
All right.
Going 13-4. I'm going to say this. A lot of people probably won't like it, but due to the fact that Troy not being here, I got us getting swept by them Redskins.
Really? You have us losing both of the Commanders games.
What a hater.
Yeah,
wow.
And we lose to Denver. Those only games we lose.
Okay, well, that's only three losses. So the math was good.
It was good, but yeah. You didn't really have losses mapped out.
The math is good, but I still stick with my math. Now I still stick with that 13-4.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you got to find another loss in there, though.
Find it right now.
Yeah.
You want me to find it right now?
Right now.
Yeah, right now. We'll wait. Maybe at Green Bay? The Tush Push game?
Yeah, we play Minnesota this year.
We do play Minnesota in Minnesota.
You play Minnesota, I'll see Minnesota.
Okay, right, there we go. Right,
thank you.
There it is.
Way to go on the record.
And then in the playoffs, what do you say, Izzy?
In the playoffs, I got us losing in the championship. We don't go to the Super Bowl.
Losing in the Super Bowl or the championship?
No, the NFC Championship. We don't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. No. Eh. Do we win?
What a deflating call.
Yeah, I'm not letting this go. Are they winning the NFC Championship game or losing it?
No, they're losing. They don't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. And who are they losing to?
Who are they losing to? Oh, man, I don't want to say this because I really want revenge on this guy, Ty Bowles, but I think they lose the Bowles.
Yeah, you
Tampa?
Go. Tampa.
People are a little tampered up this year.
They are. Well, they are.
Reason.
Thank you for the call, Izzy.
Good reason.
Yeah, I mean, offense was good last year. Defense always good with Todd Bowles. We will see them early again, unfortunately. We play them. Do we just play them week four every year? Is that
It's usually Kirk Cousins week two.
Yeah,
they seem to do that every year on a primetime game, and that Bucs game is week four.
Yeah. Yep. And it was week four last year.
I think so.
Was it not? Yeah. And that was not a great game last year.
And the Swifts game, I think, was week four.
Well, the last few games we've gone down there hasn't been.
Not been great.
Yeah.
They won in 23.
They did, right on a Monday night?
They did. Yeah. So we lost two regular season games, one playoff game?
Yep.
There
Since
we go.
Then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494, on the record Thursday as we take you up to Eagles-Cowboys.
It's actually two playoff games if you count the drubbing
at the
21 season.
Yes. All right, so two playoff games, two regular season games. Yeah.
Todd Bowles. Four out of five times down there.
Todd Bowles definitely has their number. It wasn't Baker in that first playoff game.
That was Tom.
Yeah, right. 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, we want to know your Eagles prediction, record for the season, where they go in the playoffs. It is a big show, as it always is. Coming up at 3:30, Mike Mayock joins us. Coming up next, the Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. This is the first Eagles forecast of the year for Tornado. There is some. Now, I was looking. I know he is our official meteorologist, but I was looking at the weather earlier. It does look like there's a chance of some rain.
Yeah.
So we'll see where Tornado has it.
Well, as a homeowner, kind of need some rain.
Do we do it for the lawn?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself a sprinkler, buddy.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Right. Let us cook, all right?
Ask your mom to get you a sprinkler.
My dad had to drop off a blower the other
there
day.
There you go. There, wow. Well, leaf blower.
A leaf blower, yeah. Take it down a notch.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.